we are back. And our guest, Dean W. Arnold, his website is dean-w-arnold.com.
Actually, it works without the dashes too, deanwarnold.com. So.
Okay. And then there was the other one, .org, deanarnold.org.
Yep, all three of them were.
Okay. A question from the chat room about Walter Scheib, S-C-H-E-I-B, who was he was a White House executive chef. Let's see. He was under the Bushes and yeah. Do you know anything about him? He was hiking and went missing on June 13th, 2015, and he was found dead on June 21st. So he was missing for a week, and he died. He was hiking apparently in New Mexico, which is a pretty dry country, and the autopsy revealed that he had died from drowning. And apparently there was cold weather temperature in the ravine, and his body was found there. Anyway. Kind of interesting. Do you know anything about him?
Never heard of him.
Maybe that'll be your next book.
Yeah. Need to find out what's behind that.
Yeah. A lot of people get dead or disappear. In fact, the daughter, Dr. Judy Mikovits, was followed just as Patrick Knowlton was followed, had things missing, had things. She was followed, and it was, they were definitely going to knock her off and then throw her into some water, which they had done with other scientists who just all of a sudden said, oh my gosh, this Bradshaw committed suicide, or this one committed suicide. And it's a way of keeping people quiet.
Was it her stepbrother or stepson that was the officer on the scene?
Stepbrother.
Stepbrother. Okay. His name is Kevin Fornchill.
Ah, okay. So, yes, that was kind of an interesting thing. The world is very small.
Yeah, he was guarding the entrance to the CIA, so he could have some various layers to his role in the whole thing, but he wasn't called to testify for a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But you said, according to Judy in her book, that he said that he didn't see a gun?
Let me just read that again. He did not.
What page is it? Because I downloaded that book onto my computer. What page is it?
It is. I have it on Skype. Let's see. Stepbrother. Kevin, it is on page 78. And, excuse me. Yeah, she said, I also questioned what was real in 1993 when my stepbrother Kevin, a United States Park police officer, let's see.
Yeah.
Never saw a gun in Foster's hand.
Interesting.
And you say that he was not, they didn't question him for a year?
That is correct.
And he was the first to find the body? The first park police officer? That should be the very first person that they talk to, right?
Exactly.
Wow. That is amazing. I never saw a gun. And let's see what else does it say about him. Foster had been conducting an affair with the First Lady and become despondent in light of their mounting scandals and killed himself in a secret apartment where they regularly met, or that he had become a liability to the Clintons and they had him killed. She says, my stepbrother could offer no evidence for any of these claims, but he was steadfast in his belief that the crime scene, as he first observed it, differed greatly from what was in the official report. I saw in my stepbrother's experience how easy it was for a person simply trying to do their job to get swept up in a storm not of their making. So there are several references in her book. Maybe 10 references to Foster. If you just, if you look at Foster, there are nine matches that refer to him. And and it says, by all accounts, Vince Foster was a straight arrow, but he'd had a long acquaintance with the Clintons. He'd known Bill since they were in kindergarten, and he was having an affair with the First Lady. Yes, are you? Yes, I'm still here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Anybody there?
Yes. Oh, okay. Did you mute yourself?
Anybody there?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I must have mistakenly hit the mute button. What did I miss?
I was just talking about the references in Dr. Judy's book, and she refers to Foster 9 times and said that he was a decent person, straight arrow, but that he'd had this long acquaintance with the Clintons. And I guess you could get, if you were a decent person and you could kind of get wrapped up in something that you, it just kept getting deep, like the mud just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper, and pretty soon you can't get out of it. You're just sucked in, like, what do they call that mud that you get sucked into?
Quicksand,
yeah. Yeah, so who knows? He's dead, but he did have a family. And yet, Hillary Clinton said, I won't say exactly what she said, but she told her husband that she had to have sex more than twice a year. But she said it a little more, she said it differently.
Right.
Yeah, she's got a foul mouth. It's really foul. Really foul. So, but apparently, let's get back to your book here. They had an affair, and they used to sneak out. Hillary and Vince used to sneak out when they both worked at the Rose Law Firm. And they would watch lingerie shows, and she hired a belly dancer for him on his birthday. And then there are other books that I've read that indicate that she's bisexual.
Yeah, I've come
David Icke or somebody
a bit of information that. About that, and even that it's even worse than that. It's just utter debauchery, Sodom and Gomorrah type stuff. If you talk to some of the Secret Service officers and that sort of thing. Another thing that came out is that Hillary testified that she had not talked to Foster in 5 weeks.
Oh my gosh!
Before he died, and then one of the staffers testified under oath that she was in his office five times in the last 5 weeks talking to him. So definitely a contradiction there.
Right. Right. Huh.
But you have to keep asking the question, if this is your lover and your best friend, how come you're not?
Why are you 5 weeks?
Why aren't you screaming to high heaven to make sure that the truth of this death is found out?
Right.
All this squirrely stuff. She should be the one leading the charge, not all us peons and not, you know, this, that, and the other, or Patrick Knowlton. It should be Hillary. But Hillary was either in on it, complicit, or looked the other way.
The last thing in your book, the last chapter is Who Killed Vince Foster? And you also talk about Waco, Branch Davidian. That's something, too, that we could talk about.
Yeah, that's hot again now. The Netflix made that hot again.
Yes, and, you know, we tend to forget about these things. Things happen, and then we tend to forget about it. But the last thing that you said in your book, let's see, where is the last? The last thing you said was, and he was her best friend, or something like that. And it just, I thought, oh my gosh, you kill your best friend and your lover, then you'd kill anybody, right?
Yeah, I mean, best case scenario is that she, for some reason, didn't want to find out who killed her best friend and lover. Worst case scenario, she was actually involved in it.
Well, the fact that she didn't come forward and try to find who did it. This is what you said, the very last thing you said. And Vince was her best friend. And if you're going to kill your best friend, you're not going to stop at killing anybody. You're just, wow. Do you have a bird?
Do I have a bird? No, yeah. But I'm on my deck, and there's, I guess, some lovely birds that are chirping.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. But Hillary was always telling Vince Foster about her, about her husband's affairs, and he, not only was he her closest friend, but they were also lovers. Now, you don't talk anything about his family. Whatever happened with his family?
Well, they were sort of pressured into staying quiet. There was some serious shenanigans that went on with Linda Foster, his wife. She testified under oath. It's been a while. I wrote that book in 2016, right. So I'm not completely as fresh as I should be, but okay. She either testified that the gun was either black or silver. I can't remember which.
Oh, right.
But then the report came out and said that he killed himself with, let's say she said silver and they said black. It was an old antique silver gun that he owned, but then the report said that he had a black gun. It wasn't the same gun. Mm-hmm. And then they kept monkeying with her testimony and trying to get her to change it, and you know, changing the 302 report and all that stuff that I said before, you know, where the handwriting, the handwritten notes are different than what actually comes in the 302 report. But anyway, they did everything they could to sort of change and manipulate her testimony so it didn't contradict the official story. And then they just tried to keep the family, to just keep it quiet. And of course they always use the family, you know, let's not hurt the family. Kind of the same thing they do with, with Sandy Hook. And by the way, I saw that you wrote a book on Sandy Hook, and I don't know what your official stance on that is. I don't even know if you're allowed to talk about it, you know, these days, but as you know, they use the family, and we certainly wouldn't want to hurt the feelings of the family in order to get to the truth.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Wow. Well, you're certainly welcome to visit my website, where I talk a lot about Sandy Hook, and I've done probably more research on Sandy Hook than just about anybody else. And it's screeningsandyhook.net, and have a lot of pictures, funeral pictures, open casket. I mean, you know, I did a lot of research. It's a 700-page book, and I left nothing out. Talk about vaccines, talk about all kinds of things, and psych drugs. And
what do you think of Jim? What do you think of Jim Fetzer?
Well, we have a difference of opinion.
Okay.
And that's okay. I don't have to agree with everybody that I know. There are probably things that you and I would disagree about. You know, he certainly has a right to his opinion. We did, I challenged him to a structured debate, and he didn't want to do that. I said, okay, here's what we should do. I'll read your book, and I've read his book. But his book isn't his book. It's a compilation of a lot of other writers, which most of his books were or are. Anyway, I said, you read my book, I'll read yours. You pick out 25 questions. We'll each answer 20 of the questions. We'll have a structured debate. You get so much time. And he said no. He didn't want a structured debate because our personalities are very, very different. I'm not a very contentious individual. I'm soft-spoken. I don't like to be contentious. I'm not going to be contentious. I don't need toxic people in my life. Not that I feel that he's toxic, but certainly I'm not going to be ramrodded. Just, you know, by some individual that wants to be a bully. He's a bully, and I'm not going to expose myself to that kind of a situation. If he wants to do a reasonable debate, I offered it to him. He rejected it.
I've read a good bit of his stuff. I find his arguments quite compelling. The one thing about him that has given me pause is that some people have pointed out that he's got a background in what they call cognitive dissonance. And that would make you wonder if he's kind of got a deep state kind of calling to, put a bunch of stuff out there that just causes chaos, that causes people.
Well, that is a possibility. He has told people that he used to work for the U.S. military, and implied that he was, well, as you say, deep state. And the person that told me this is dead now. But, I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, generally I kind of side with the guy who gets censored as heavily as he does.
But you have to ask why. I covered that. Censorship is one thing, but copyright issues is something else. Now, if I decided to go into your book and copy the whole thing, or if I decided to copy your entire website and put it in my book and not give you credit, that would be a copyright violation. So I think you need to read... Well, visit screeningsandyhook.net.
Sounds interesting.
Because I've covered that issue.
Very good.
Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, we are back. And we will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. And our guest is Dean W. Arnold. And the website is deanwarnold.com, deanarnold.org, and what else?
Those two will do it.
Okay, that'll do it.
You can just say the first one, because the first one and the second one both go to the same place.
Right. Oh, that's good. Okay, we were talking about Sandy Hook before we went to the break. And it took me 2 years of heavy-duty research to write that book. And most of the people who said that it was a hoax said that in 12 to 24 hours. And you cannot, it would be like you or like anybody saying regarding an event, making a comment, a public comment. People have to do some research. You can't just make these assumptions and then portray them as the truth. You need to research events, and research takes a great deal of time, as you know, being a writer. Correct?
Yeah. You're always going to have better results if you give it time and sit through it.
Right. Because you can't really write a book most of my books are so well resourced that a lot of the pages, a lot of the San Diego book is 700 pages. A lot of that is sources. I source everything. And otherwise, it's just hearsay. You can say anything you want about anything, but unless you have a source, and I've done research for a number of years. I used to do family history research. I was a director of the Family History Center, and so I know how to do research.
Oh, by the way, we have that in common. I've done two different family genealogy videos. One of them was a full documentary that premiered at our local IMAX theater.
Oh, cool!
But I'm a big genealogist. I have a lot of fun with that.
Absolutely, and when you're doing research, as I've indicated, well, I taught research skills for years, and I was the director of the Naperville Family History Center for 10 years, had 50 employees, or actually they weren't employees, they were volunteers that worked at the center, and I've taught research standards for years. And you cannot just make a statement without giving a source, otherwise it's hearsay. So that when people are reading your book or your family history, they can look at your source, they can go to that source and come to the same conclusion. And that's what research is, that you need to be able to cite your sources. Otherwise, it's hearsay. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, definitely. Without the sources, there's really no place to go.
Right. And so many records are not available. For instance, and I don't want to go off on this tangent, but a lot of records in many places have been destroyed. For instance, in the South, when the North invaded the South, they destroyed a lot of records. So if you've got Southern research, people lived in the South, you're going to have to go to different sources because it's the court records and a lot of that stuff they were burnt. Hey, we do have a caller. Why don't we take this phone call here?
All right.
Okay, it's Andy in Texas. Andy?
Well, hey, how are y'all doing today?
Good, and you?
I'm doing great. We got to look at this Clinton thing going on here. I mean, we got this. We got a major problem with the Clintons. These people seem to be able to get rid of anybody at any time, any shape, any form, and whatnot, and none the wiser. And we've got this president Donald Trump, who seems to think that we're going to lock her up. Well, we've spent 3 years waiting for this lock her up.
He's not going to lock her up. They're good buddies. My gosh, the Clintons were
absolutely
at Donald Trump's wedding when he married this porn star. If you look and Jeffrey Epstein introduced the Trumps to each other back in, I don't know, they got married in 2005, and she's not the classy person that a lot of people think that she is. You have to look at their history.
Let's go into her history for a minute, okay? So she boasted how she got a known child molester off as a very young attorney. She got this guy off, and she knew he was guilty and stuff. And she came out and boasted. Everybody knew he was guilty. And she was able to get this gentleman.
Hang on to that thought, Andy, and we'll be right back. We're going to a quick 3-minute break, and then we'll pick this up on the other side of the break, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
All righty, we are back, and we had a caller, Andy from Texas. Andy, are you still there? Would you like to restate your question or?
Yeah. I'm actually still here. I'm not sure if it was a child molester or whatever that she got off, or a rapist, but she was quite proud of it and whatnot. And that was, and this is in the news and stuff. You can see clips of this if you want to research it and whatnot. But the big thing is that you got to look at what happened in Haiti. I mean, we cannot forget what happened in Haiti. So we had this huge earthquake, and we can't even pretend that perhaps it wasn't even induced by some sort of thing called HARP or whatever. I don't know. But, they took total advantage of that. The Bushes and the Clintons got on there and said, hashtag this, boom, $10 goes to the donation of this. They made billions of dollars of people doing this. And the money was supposed to go to rebuild Haiti after this earthquake and stuff. And that's not what happened.
And 33 children were missing.
Absolutely, but they built a couple of hotels for the people that were coming there. This is my guess. They built these hotels for people who were coming there to pick out what children they wanted, because it turned into an entire underground railroad of child molestation and stuff. And I would venture a guess to say that the Clintons are not welcome in Haiti at this particular point. And it seems like there's a lot of people that are in charge of our country right now that are not welcome in other nations. There's like 13 nations that kicked Bill Gates out for his vaccinations and stuff. They said, don't come back. India being one, there's some African countries and whatnot. They said, don't come back. No, screw this, dude. We thought you were going to help us, and you screwed us. And he did. And now we're sitting here in America with what we got going on right now, and he's saying, I'm the end-all, be-all. And Dr. Fauci actually answered that, because Rand Paul asked him that question in Congress and said, well, I don't think you're the end-all, be-all. And then he said, well, no, I don't think I'm the end-all, be-all, but we're basing all of this on medical facts. And you know what? I don't buy their medical facts, and I don't think anybody should. But getting back to Hillary Clinton, Vince Foster, holy cow, she was a lover with this guy, and she just totally lit the fuse to get rid of him, just like that. So she has nothing. She cares for nobody. Whoever's in her way, this guy was a lover, and whoever's in her way, she really doesn't care. She's just like, get rid of this guy. It's going to interfere with my world. Get rid of him. Interesting, huh?
Your comments.
Yeah, she definitely could go under the category of what they call a psychopath. By the way, my most recent book just out, the last third of it is an expose in large part of Bill Gates.
Oh!
Yeah,
so the book, we need to talk about him.
Yeah, the book is called, it's a bit concealed. It's kind of a bait and switch on people, but the book is entitled Unknown Empire, The True Story of Mysterious Ethiopia and the Future Arc of Civilization. And it's about the history of Ethiopia, which has been a Christian country for 2,000 years, first Christian empire. Nobody knows that, which is why I wrote the book. And they were 1,000 years Jewish before that. They claim to have the Ark of the Covenant. It's very fascinating. But they are winning the day right now, as is Africa, because Africa is poised to be the continent of the future because of birth rates, because they're having lots of children and the rest of the world is not, because of the what I would call the evil depopulation program that's gone on in the Western world now for 100 years, thanks to Margaret Sanger. The Gates Foundation has specifically targeted Ethiopia, which is sort of the spiritual leader, cultural leader of Africa, and they also did a specific program in Kenya where they vaccinated supposedly 2.1 million women with tetanus, but it turned out it was a sterility and contraceptive laced vaccine, and that's all documented. And I spent a whole chapter on that, but I basically, and I talk about evil, Bill Gates' kind of evil background. His father was the head of Planned Parenthood, the eugenicist elitist thing in their family. Very closely related to Margaret Sanger, who printed white supremacist, eugenics, Nazi-ist stuff in her publications. That's all detailed and traced in my book. And so I've written some articles on it here recently that kind of went a little bit viral. But the book itself, it's a great way to get caught up on some of the stuff going on right now. It's called Unknown Empire. You can get it on Amazon.
Hey, so you cover... So you also cover Bill Gates' grandfather, right, who was very good friends with the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and he's the one who these guys were, I mean, buddies and stuff. So Bill Gates is not an unfamiliar, I mean, he is to a lot of people, but he's not, the Gates name is not unfamiliar to what's going on to right now in this country right now. I mean, this has all been eugenicists. His grandfather was in on it. He was with the Rockefellers, the Schiffs. He was with all these different people and stuff. They all came together. This is a big plan that they've got going on here. And what we really need to do is step outside the bubble and say, we're not going to do it. But the problem is we've got too many lemmings. We've got too many people who have always believed that the federal government would never do us wrong. They'd never harm us because they're here for freedom. We're here for freedom. This is all because, no, look what's on TV. It's all about freedom. And look at these football games and basketball games, the most popular things on TV and whatnot. They always have these flyovers, and the American flag is just flopped in our face. We would never hurt you. And then look what they're doing to us now. And everybody's just laying down saying, okay. Yeah, no, well, cause this has to be for the greater good. This has to be for the greater good. Our government wouldn't hurt us. They just wouldn't do it.
it's very sad to see how people are reacting right now. Bill Gates's great-grandfather was named J.W. Maxwell on his mother's side, and he founded the First Bank of Seattle, and he was a member of the Federal Reserve.
Absolutely, yep.
His father was there's pictures of him interacting with the Rockefellers. I don't know about the Rothschilds, but if you interact with the Rockefellers, you probably interact with the Rothschilds. And he was a member of many boards. And Bill Gates himself, in an interview with Bill Moyers, said that his father was head of Planned Parenthood. Of course, Planned Parenthood is the largest performer of abortions in the world and in history. And if you're a member of the board of directors, Salon.com told us that he was a member of the national board of directors, not some local chapter. If you're a member of the board of directors, that means you have the highest position of power in the organization. A handful of people are on the board of directors. They appoint the president. They own the assets, which is several billion, and they control the whole thing. So Bill Gates is the son of someone who ran the bloodiest, most eugenicist, racist organization in the world.
So we can conclude from this that Bill Gates didn't just happen to be here at this particular time in our lives. Okay,
oh, no,
this was something planned.
Yeah, he didn't create
They make it sound like he stumbled upon a software program that made him a billionaire, and then in his 40s or 50s, one day he decided he was concerned about overpopulation. No, his mother was on the board of the United Way with the chairman of IBM, and that sweethearted him into the software to make him a billionaire. And he was groomed at the dinner table from age 3 to learn that supposedly overpopulation was the biggest evil on the planet, and we needed to depopulate the planet. And so at some point later in his life with his billions, he decided to use that to achieve that agenda. And he credits his father as being the spiritual leader of the foundation and kind of shaping it to where it needed to go. So depopulation has been an agenda of the multi-generational Gates family for quite a while.
Exactly.
But we know that it's not just him, though, because look at how far we've already gone. There's FEMA camps already built. There's places to take us. This stuff's been going on for a minute. They're ready for us. Whoever does not want to do what they want to do, they've got a spot for us. And this is the terrible point that we're at right now, is because this has nothing to do with government. This has to do with the people, the richest people in the world who run. I mean, Rothschild said, give me the control of any country's monetary system, and I care not who makes the laws. And they have control of our monetary system. They care not who makes the laws. And guess who they put out there? Some eugenicist called Bill Gates and Fauci. And all these people are now our president at this particular point. I mean, Donald Trump is just, he's like a feather on a damn turkey right now coming into Thanksgiving. He doesn't mean nothing right now. And just a little while ago, they declared a state of emergency on March 13th, I think it was. It was Friday the 13th of all things that he declared a state of emergency. And in that particular thing, there's 6 months that Congress can't even review that state of emergency. So FEMA is completely in control of what's going on right now. And look who they're endorsing, Fauci, Bill Gates, the head of the WHO. That guy was running Ethiopia, and he watched a genocide happen and did nothing about it. In fact, he encouraged it. He got rid of an entire group of people in Ethiopia simply because he was in charge of infectious diseases and stuff. And now he's in charge of WHO. Ethiopia, of all places. We made jokes about this guy. You pull your neck apart and say, what's that? What's that say? Well, it's a piece of rice stuck in his neck. You know what I'm saying? We used to make jokes about this place. And now this guy is no joke against them. I'm sorry that they had the famine. But this guy is now pulling medical tyranny on us right now. And he's indoors. And I like the fact that Donald Trump said, well, we're going to pull our funding from the WHO. But who cares? Because you got Bill Gates, who's the second largest donor to the WHO. Well, I mean, he's put $10 billion into this new viruses and stuff. He thinks he's going to get over $200 billion with this vaccine and stuff. I mean, this has gone beyond. I mean, wow, Logan's Run had nothing on this. I mean,
yeah, I've been to Ethiopia 3 times, and I've got several people who want me to write more about Tedros. Because they know him in Ethiopia and they know that he's corrupt. But I'm not in a position right now to go out there and interview these people. And a lot of these people don't want to go on the record. But yeah, he apparently is not a good character. And yes, he was part of some regimes that weren't on the up and up.
Well, we got to go on record right off the bat and tell everybody straight up in India, they crippled a whole bunch of people with the polio vaccine. They did the same thing in Africa. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. There's 10 different nations right now that said Bill Gates is not allowed to be there. And it's just like Henry Kissinger. If he goes to like Hungary or something like that, he's going to be brought up on war crimes. But so we're protecting these people. What, we don't have no extradition in this United States? We can't extradite them to other countries to try them? So this is a safe haven. Everybody's thinking, well, where can I go so I can't be extradited or whatnot? Well, right here in the United States, where Henry Kissinger's enjoying, and that guy is just out there. But he's done.
Trump met with Kissinger right before he was elected, and so they're friends. And he did write the Kissinger wrote a long time ago, back in what, 1974. The document that talks about population and how it needed to be diminished. These people are all in bed together.
I don't want to go anywhere crazy here, but I think people should look at the Jewish connection to Donald Trump. He has a lot of awards from the Jewish people and whatnot. And Shadel Edelson is his biggest donor, who got him elected, helped him fund his election and all this other stuff. This guy is so connected to the Jews. And if you just do some information search here, you'll find out that Donald Trump's a Zionist at the very least. He's not a Jew, perhaps, but he is a Zionist. He pronounces that he's some sort of Christian or whatever, evangelicus or whatever, but
he would never be allowed to do business in Manhattan unless he had connections, okay?
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about Trump. I voted for Trump. I've been a Trump supporter. His actions the last 2 or 3 months have really disturbed me, and it starts to make me wonder if he's sort of in collusion with the...
Oh, well, of course he is.
With the big plan.
I wrote an article back in November of 2016, and the name of the article was "We've Been Trumped," and I talk about his
cool
association with the mob, and all about it. I'll post the link in my chat room, he just picked up the same policies. And I wrote it November 19th, 2016, "We've Been Trumped."
Well, give us some thought, though. This guy has been a billionaire not once, but twice. Okay? You don't file bankruptcy twice and then become a billionaire out of both of those bankruptcies without some help. And who's helping? Who owns the Federal Reserve? Who wants to? I forget who the guy's name is, but the guy actually said Trump is worth more alive than he is dead.
Well, as far as the Federal Reserve, the Federal Reserve is a deal between, if you look at the Federal Reserve, if you look at the act that was passed in 1916, the entire Congress is in on this deal, okay? They talk about we need to look into the Fed, we need to audit the Fed. You know, the Congress people, they go to Washington, they say, they make all these promises, they're going to do this and they're going to do that. And they go as paupers, they come back as millionaires. How do you think they get to be millionaires? It's because they're in bed with the corporations. They're not out there to represent the people. They're out there to fill their pockets with money. And that's what they do. They come back, and if they goof, if they don't do what they're told, well, they have the goods on all the politicians. If you don't cooperate, then they'll divulge that, hey, you're a child pedophile or something, like they did with Dennis Hastert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you think Hastert was set up?
Well, somehow he didn't do something right, because he's
one of millions they could have set up.
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
House. The Bushes had parties at the White House. Oh my gosh, the elder Bushes. Oh, pedophiles.
You're not saying they didn't do it. You're just saying that there was a reason that it came out.
Exactly. Okay, we'll be right back.
What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Back with our guest, Dean W. Arnold, and his website is deanwarnold.com or deanarnold.com.org. He's easy to find. Is Andy still with us?
Yes, Andy's still here.
Okay. Well, yes, this whole thing with they're going to, try and vaccinate everybody with the military? That's pretty sad. That's pretty bad.
I see that going well. I actually do. And I think you can see why it's going to go well by all the people who are still wearing their masks. They all believe that there's something just terrible out there, and so they're going to want to take that vaccination.
Coronavirus.
Say that again?
A cold is also a coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
People get sick in the winter. Bears hibernate in the winter. The earth is cool, and the upper hemisphere is cool. People should be resting more in the winter. But instead, they have to go shopping. They have to run up their credit cards. They have to visit relatives at Christmas time that they maybe don't want to see. It's a very stressful time of the year. People get sick. Okay, so people get sick. It isn't something deadly. Doesn't need
and
a mask.
All of it's
in fact, this mask, the mask is very dangerous because you're breathing in your own CO2.
It's all programmed. It's all programmed.
Yes.
So we're told that we're going to catch a cold when the fall gets here. We're told that. So everybody's gearing up for it. So we're all ready for it. We're told we're going to catch... No, you're not going to catch a cold. You're only going to catch a cold if you're doing something stupid like walking barefoot in the snow or something like that. You know, and even if you're not used to that. Okay, there's some people that can do that all the time. The thing is that life is not promised, okay? So you're going to catch all kinds of stuff.
Sure.
Okay, and we have to get over all
kinds
of stuff.
But that's what our immune systems are for. We're supposed to be building up our immune system. These vaccines tear the immune system down. And that is what Dr. Judy Mikovits is attempting to say. And if it weren't for her cleverness and the things that she did, she would be dead. She would be found in some body of water somewhere, like a whole lot of other scientists. Look at the scientists that they've killed. Look at the doctors that have spoken out against vaccines. They're dead.
Well, the bottom line is that we need to just, all of us as an individual, need to just say, you know what? I don't even know how I got to this earth, okay? I came out of somebody's womb and now I'm here. But I'm here. And okay, so our reason for living right now is society gave it to us. You get up and learn how to talk, walk, all this other stuff, get a job, go to college, all this other, what are we going to do? You got all this stuff that they want us to do and stuff. And that's what we've been grown up to. But what we're failing to realize is that there is much more than this. This is all systematic here. What we're doing in life is systematic. What really needs to be done is we need to be in contact with Earth. In my opinion, I actually believe that the Earth is our being. It's
well,
the being that we have to...
I believe in energy. I believe in energy, medicine, and earthing and all kinds of stuff. Okay, we'll be right back. It's the top of the hour. We'll be right back. Take more phone calls.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.